Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. India has declared one day national mourning today as a mark of respect for Father Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Hamid bin Khalifa Al Thani, who passed away yesterday. The national flag will be flown at half-mast on the day of mourning throughout India on all buildings where the national flag is flown regularly. There will be no official entertainment on the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolences at the demise of Father Amir Sheikh Hamid bin Khalifa Al Thani, noting that he was a visionary leader who led Qatar to great levels of development and prosperity. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Parliamentary Affairs and Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju is visiting Qatar to convey condolences on behalf of the Government of India to the State of Qatar. Air Marshal Inderpal Singh Walia, Air Officer Commanding-in-Chief of the Eastern Air Command, yesterday visited the headquarters Inspector General Assam Rifles North in Kohima and reviewed the prevailing security situation and operational developments in the region. The Air Marshal was briefed on the security scenario and ongoing operations. He also interacted with officers and troops, commending their professionalism, high morale, and steadfast commitment to maintaining peace, security, and stability across the Northeast. During the visit, the Air Marshal also paid homage to the fallen soldiers by laying a wreath at the Kohima War Cemetery in honor of the fallen soldiers who made the supreme sacrifice in the service of the nation. Five Indian students have won gold medals at the 56th International Physics Olympiad 2026, which was held at Bucaramanga in Colombia from 4 to 12 of this month. The gold medal winners were Kanish Jain from Pune, Ridesh Anand Bandali from Indore, Rishit Garg from New Delhi, Shret Sureya from Mumbai, and Svarit Joshi from Ahmedabad. With this achievement, India secured the first position jointly with Russia, China, Kazakhstan, South Korea, and Taiwan among 381 students from 87 countries. Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports through Mera Yuva Bharat has launched the next phase of the nationwide Nasha Mukt Yuva for Viksit Bharat campaign. Under it, the competitions will be conducted in a three-tier format, beginning at the district level, followed by the state level and culminating at the national level. A report.
According to the ministry, for this, registration will begin today at My Bharat portal, following which competitions will be conducted at the district level from 24 to 27 of this month. District winners will compete at the state level selection rounds, and state champions will thereafter be invited to New Delhi for the national finale on 12th and 13th of next month at the National Youth Summit. My Bharat will organize district level competitions across five creative categories: dance, music, reels and short films, Nukat Natak, and slam poetry. Asunyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The competitions are open to youth aged 15 to 29 years, and they can submit their creations in Hindi, English, or any regional language. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 26 July. It will be the 136th episode of the monthly radio program. We have a report.
People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. The citizens can also give a missed call on 1922 and follow the link received in SMS to directly give their suggestions to the Prime Minister. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 24th of this month. Asunyu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
In tennis, top seed Italy's Jannik Sinner claimed the Wimbledon men's single title by defeating second seed Germany's Alexander Zverev 6-7, 7-6, 6-3, 6-4. Sinner also earned his 100th Grand Slam match win, and he is the only Italian man who has reached the milestone. Sinner booked his place in the title clash with the straight sets victory over Novak Djokovic, while Zverev entered his first Wimbledon final after defeating British wildcard Arthur Ferry. And India Meteorological Department has forecast isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall over northeast India, West Bengal and Bihar during next 2 to 3 days and isolated heavy falls over east Uttar Pradesh during 4 to 5 days. Fairly widespread to widespread rainfall is likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till 18th of July. Meanwhile, extremely heavy rainfall has been recorded over Meghalaya and very heavy rainfall has been recorded over East Uttar Pradesh yesterday. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.